KSRN News. I'm John Scott. Sleet, freezing rain, snow, and more cold weather. Before it warms up, more from Julie Walker.
The cold temperatures in Atlanta causing pipes to burst and water to freeze on roadways. Driver Iona Flagg telling WANF how she got into a pileup.
As I presumed to hit my brakes, my car wouldn't stop. My car kept going and going.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says moving forward, a good portion of the country could either have freezing rain or just rain, causing some flooding. But parts of Michigan will get snow. However, temperatures will eventually go up.
We kind of flip the switch there from the cold to well above normal temperatures as we go through the week.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination down to two major candidates, with just one day to go until New Hampshire's first in the nation GOP primary. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who was once seen as Donald Trump's biggest obstacle, dropped his bid Sunday and backed the former president over former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. On Monday, Haley has scheduled events in Franklin and Salem. Trump has an evening rally in Laconia. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on what a top U.S. military commander is saying about those Houthi attacks on ships.
Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the U.S. Navy's top Mideast commander, says Iran has been fueling the Houthi attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. He told the AP, Iran is clearly providing funding and training, among other things. They are obviously, he said, directly involved. There's no secret there, he said.
Correspondent Rita Foley. Stocks are higher, the Dow up 79 points, and the S&P 500 adding 9 points. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says 1 in 7 Christians on earth are being persecuted, including 1 in 5 in Africa and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups are assessing the landscape nearly 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, with elections looming this fall. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout the pregnancy. Two more have such bans on hold because of current court rulings. Several other states will be voting on referendums this year. This is SRN News. North Korea highlighting its alignment with Russia against the U.S. and hints that President Putin could visit that country soon.
North Korea is saying Russian President Putin is expressing willingness to visit the country at an unspecified but early date as the countries continue to align in the face of their separate but intensifying confrontations with the United States. In a statement, the North Korean Foreign Ministry highlights Putin's intent for a visit following a recent meeting in Moscow between the two countries' foreign ministers. The statement also says North Korea is continuing to further strategic and tactical cooperation with Russia to establish a new multipolarized international order. Order, a reference to their efforts to build a united front against Washington. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The Australian state of Queensland preparing for a severe tropical cyclone that could make landfall in its far north as soon as Wednesday. That could be heavy rains, flooding, and wind gusts. More details at SRNNews.com.